In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the fifth Sunday of the Great Lent, and the Gospel of today is from John chapter 5. It's the story of the paralytic man, the man who was paralyzed for 38 years. And 38 years is a long time to be suffering. And one can only imagine the emotions and the feelings that this paralytic man had. And some of these emotions, we can see them in the way he spoke to our Lord. He said to our Lord, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred, but while I'm coming, another steps down before me." His immediate criticism is that no one is helping me. It's obvious that, the paralytic man, he probably had feelings of loneliness. He probably felt that if someone were here, if someone were just stay next to me, someone could stand by me, I could stand. And the Gospel and all the readings of today are about standing up. The Gospel and the readings of today teach us how to stand up against the challenges and the hardships that we face in this difficult world. And the first way we stand is to lean on people. The first way we stand is to lean on people. We need a support system. Even people who struggle to walk, they use a walker. And this supports them to help them stand. And we all need, everyone needs a support system in order to stand. We need people in our corner. We're all in desperate need of someone to stand behind us and encourage us. And this is an inherent quality in man. When God created man, He said, "It is not good that man should be alone, but I will make him a helper comparable to him." Man needs a helper. Man needs a helper. It's as if man was created on crutches. That man cannot stand on his own. He needs help to stand. And these days, many people are paralyzed. Paralyzed by trauma. Paralyzed by negative experiences that we faced in the past. People are paralyzed by depressive thoughts or wrong ways of thinking. And all of these things, the trauma, the depressive thoughts, the wrong ways of thinking, these are quicksand. And we become stuck and not able to move, not able to progress. And slowly we are sinking. And the only way out of quicksand is to find someone on solid ground, to be able to reach out your hand and to grab someone's hands. And I feel that these days, too many people are trying to stand by themselves in quicksand because they are convinced that their own way is correct. But they are sinking. And I think the message for today is to reach out your hand, to seek a support system, to reach out your hand means to lend your ear, to listen to others. Solomon the Wise, he says in the Proverbs, "Where there is no counsel, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who heeds counsel is wise." A wise person has this support system. Back in the days when I used to watch TV, I used to watch a show where this celebrity chef would come into a failing restaurant. He would change the menu. He would renovate the whole place. He would fire. He would hire. And then he would hand the restaurant back to the owner, practically brand new. The sad reality, as is often true in reality TV, is that these restaurants performed very well for maybe a short time, but in the long term, most of them still failed. Because at the end of the day, the owners went back to their their own ways of business. You know, someone graciously helped them out of the quicksand, but after they got out, they jumped right back in. And they used the support, but they did not follow the system. We need the support system, the support system. And we need, like, we all need the support system. The best support system to man is the church. The church is not Abuna alone, is not the servants alone. The church is all of us. It's a system. It's a way of life. And we have a responsibility to be a support system. You know, we are our brother's keeper. We are our brother's keeper. And when the church is united in love, the church together can carry a very heavy burden. It's like the gigantic cargo ships that bring all our Amazon purchases from China. These ships carry amazing containers, like amazing amount of weight. They bear a huge burden. And similarly, the church, which is like Noah's Ark, can carry a huge amount of weight. It can carry all the creatures of the world. When everyone is coming together and when everyone is carrying together. At the beginning of the gospel, or at the beginning of today, I shared with you the verse from the gospel. Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water was stirred up. And I told you how this probably like is an indication of how this paralytic man felt lonely. But as I was thinking about it, I was thinking, how did this man survive 38 years? I mean, it's possible he one can fast 40 days, but not 38 years. So of course someone was probably bringing them food. Of course someone, and I was thinking, of course someone was probably helping him to use the bathroom. Otherwise, Mahadish Hayish, 38 years, like in misery. So there must have been people there supporting these people. I'm sure this man, he wasn't living in luxury, but this support system kept him afloat, just kept him surviving these 38 years. We need to use the support system and we need to be the support system. We need to use the support system and we need to be the support system. You know, this week I was reading in Romans 12. Romans 12 says, let love be without hypocrisy. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. In honor, giving preference to one another. Not lagging in diligence. Do not be lagging in diligence. Fervent in the Spirit, serving the Lord. Distributing to the needs of the saints and given to hospitality. I feel like this is the call of all Christians to be the support system. St. Paul, he says it differently in Galatians 6. He says, bear one another's burdens. Bear one another's burdens. And if you bear one another's burdens, you fulfill the law of Christ. Do you want to fulfill the law of Christ? Then you should bear and one another's burdens. So in order to stand, the first lesson is that we need to lean on people. We need to listen to help carry each other's burdens. We need to lean on man. The second way we stand is to lean on the God-man. The God-man. The incarnate Logos. Leaning on man is good, but can only take us so far. There's only so much burden that a man can carry. But our Lord Jesus Christ, He took flesh to carry all the burden of sin from us. And the irony is that the Lord, He did not remove suffering from the world. He didn't take away the burden. Actually, He came into the world and He endured the suffering. He chose to embrace the suffering. He carried His cross. He joins us in the suffering. So, if God has power to remove suffering, but He doesn't, what does that tell you about suffering? it must mean that suffering is not as bad as we think it is. Because if it, like, he could just gone and we could just be in paradise. But there is a purpose for the suffering that we are enduring now. And that's why maybe St. Paul uses this peculiar expression in his epistle to the Philippians. He said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. I want to experience the fellowship of his suffering. To one, these 38 years were probably years of oppression. But in the eyes of St. Paul, I believe St. Paul would say these 38 years, he would see them as fellowship with the suffering Lord. And the way to stand in this suffering is to lean on the crucified Lord. The Lord is the only healer. He is the only one who can give strength to these feeble like legs. That's why the psalmist, he says, in one of the beautiful psalms, he says, "Do not put your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no salvation. Happy is he who has the Lord, who has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God." I think the key word in this psalm for us is hope. Hope. Leaning on God means to have hope in God. One thing that always bothered me in this gospel was this pool. Why? Like, what's this pool? And why is there an angel? He comes down and he stirs the pool. Why? And then why only one person who gets in the pool to be healed? And why? Why not let stir the pool and then let everybody jump in the pool and heal everybody? So why this pool? I feel this pool is like hope. Is a pool of hope. And God's plan is clearly not to heal everyone at Bethesda. But God wanted to give them hope. To give them hope. God gave them hope by this pool. This pool gave many sick, gave many blind, gave many lame, gave many paralyzed a shot for healing. It gave them a purpose. It gave them a reason to keep going, a reason to keep fighting. And we see this hope in the paralytic man. He still believes that if he is the first person into this pool, he will be healed. We need to have this hope. We may be in the 38 days of paralysis, but we need to have hope that the better days are coming. And that's why I feel the readings of today, the Pauline epistle and the Catholic epistle, they both speak about the coming of the Lord, the second coming of the Lord, the better days that are coming. It speaks about the end of the world and the Antichrist. But why is the Antichrist coming? The Antichrist is coming because after the Antichrist comes are the better days. The days where we will live with the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. We need to have this hope in God that circumstances can change. Circumstances can change. Circumstances can change. The legs that have no sensation in them, those legs that couldn't carry will be asked in the gospel to take up your bed and to walk. Our youth in Sunday school, sometimes I feel not receptive to the Word of God. And sometimes, Yani, you're giving them the Word of God and shaklohom kera zay zombie. But there is hope. There is hope that the Word of God will penetrate their heart. There is hope. Circumstances will change. The marriages and the broken relationships that we have that have been paralyzed or dormant for so many years, we have hope that they can be revived, they can be healed. We need to have this hope. And that's why many of the Psalms of today, of this evening, were all about this hope. Do you have hope that your prayers will be answered? Do you have hope that your prayers will be answered? The Psalms of this day said, "Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my cry. Do not be silent at my tears." Another psalm this morning said, "Hear my prayer, O Lord." The same words. "Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me in the day of my trouble." Do not hide yourself. "Incline your ear to me in the day I call. Answer me speedily. In the day I call, answer me speedily." And that's why the gospel last night, in the Vespers was the parable of the... The gospel last night was the parable of the persistent widow. The persistent widow. And the Lord, He gave this parable. Why? To teach man that they always ought to pray and not to lose heart or not to lose hope. Don't lose hope. So the persistent widow teaches us never to give up, to never lose hope. The persistent widow does not give up because she knows. Why doesn't she give up? Why doesn't she give up? I want to give up, but why doesn't the widow give up? The widow doesn't give up because she knows the judge has authority to give her what she wants. So if you believe that God has the ability to give you what you want, don't give up. Don't lose hope. We need to be like the persistent widow. Be as a nana. Not to me. And don't, like, not to your husbands. Or not to, but be as a nana to God. He likes it. And I don't like it. But God likes it. Go to God continually and cry to Him. He likes that. That's what He describes. That's what He asked us to be. So go to God continually and cry out to Him day and night, and God will answer speedily. God will answer speedily. The third lesson about standing is that once we are standing, it's important not to forget how or why we are standing. Oftentimes, when things are going well for man, man gets arrogant and forgets where he has come from. And actually, we read this on Friday in the liturgy. It was the passage that Moses was speaking to the Israelites. And it reminds me of what I feel the church in America is facing. Moses said to the Israelites, he said, "Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping His commandments. Lest when you are eaten and full, and you have built beautiful houses and dwell in them, and when your herds and flocks multiply, and your silver and gold are multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied," and thanks be to God, everything that we have here in this country is multiplying. Thank God. Thanks be to God. "But when your heart is lifted up," when you've been lifted up, Moses says, "then you'll forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt and from the house of bondage." After the Lord healed the paralytic man, you know what He said to him when He saw him again? He said, "See, you have been made well. Sin no more. No more. No more sin. Lest a worse thing come upon you. Yes, you are standing now. But do not fall again." And actually, the Catholic Epistle, he said this explicitly. The Catholic Epistle said, "Beware lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away from the error of the wicked, but grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." And the Gospel this morning was about the wicked vine dressers. The vine dressers, though, they forgot that they were employees and they wanted to be the owners. So the Lord said to the wicked vine dressers, the ones who were supposed to be working in the field, the ones who were supposed to be tending and laboring and doing all this, He said He will destroy those vine dressers and lease His vineyard to other vine dressers who will render to Him the fruits in their due season. They will stand no more. Those will stand no more. We need to remember our purpose. We need to understand why we are standing. Today is about standing up. Standing up. Today is about removing paralysis from my heart. We are standing. Why are we standing? We are standing because we have the help of a support system. And we are to carry the burdens of each other. We are standing and walking. Because we are standing, we are walking in fellowship with the Lord and the suffering on the cross. And we are standing leaning on our Lord. I want to conclude with one more verse from the Pauline epistle, because it tells us how to stand. All the readings today are about standing. The Pauline says, "Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions with which you were taught." So lastly, we are to stand for the gospel, to stand for the word of God. May God give us the strength to stand for each other, to stand the fellowship of his suffering, and to stand for the gospel. And glory be to God forever. Amen. Yeah.